You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Well, Artists Against AIDS 2008 is set for this weekend in downtown Champaign. The exhibition and sale to benefit GCAP, the Greater Community AIDS Project, opens to the public Friday evening in the Orpheum Children's Science Museum. The exhibition and sale continues through Monday. The Orpheum Children's Science Museum is located at 346 North Neal Street in Champaign. Terry McCarthy is the director of GCAP, and she joins me this afternoon to talk about the highlights of this year's Artists Against AIDS show. Welcome.
Thank you.
How many years now has it been since the first one?
16 wow. years. Can you believe it?
That's amazing. Tell us how it works.
The show, our 16th annual art show, it features, actually we just have 238 area artists wow. who are going to be participating in this year's show. Just counted those up. And the artists who come with their works in every different medium under the sun. And I mean to tell you, we've got it all. Everything from jewelry to metal sculpture, blown glass, paintings, etchings, and everything in between. And we also, when the artists come and they give us their work, they set their own price for the work. And the way that it works for us is that if their piece sells, they commit to giving at least 50% of the sale price to GCAP, which helps us provide support services to people living with HIV and AIDS right here in our own backyard.
Okay. Now, has the deadline for submission of work passed, or is it still possible to participate?
It has passed. That was last night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, now you got to get busy getting things up and ready to go, right?
Yes, this
is
true. It's crazy crunch time. And without the help of our wonderful volunteers, folks like Dan Leisure and Danelle Jameson, who are currently over there and will work pretty much 24/7 up until our private opening on Thursday to get every piece hung. And it really is a tremendous undertaking, as is the entire event. It has really grown over these 16 years exponentially, and without the help of our tremendous volunteers, it just wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Now, how much money does the show bring in, and is that a significant portion of your budget?
It is the most significant event for GCAP. As a matter of fact, last year we broke all of our records and we brought in a record $50,000 after our cost, and that $50,000 represents nearly one-third of GCAP's annual operating budget. And not only is that a significant amount of money, but most folks who work in the social service arena also understand that grant pools are shrinking, and those grants that are available have a lot of stipulations around them. This money lets GCAP put the money towards the services that we know are needed right here, and we can put that directly back out into the community.
Yeah, now housing is an important part of your mission.
Housing is, in fact, the cornerstone okay. of GCAP's whole mission, and something that we have known for quite some time, that there is a direct correlation to homelessness and becoming infected with the HIV virus. And recently that was just corroborated by a number of different credible sources. And so with that in mind, some of the things that we do to offer housing or to get people stable is we have Champaign House, which is a transitional house for people living with HIV or AIDS who are homeless or in peril of becoming so. Last year, we were fortunate enough to receive a grant and buy a second property, which has three apartments in that, which we have for independent housing. And in addition to that, we also have a tremendous food program that we, in cooperation with the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, and how everybody needs food, of course, and that is one of the staples of a stable lifestyle. But in the case of people with HIV or AIDS, food becomes more of just sustenance. It also is a key factor in helping their HIV meds work. So we have all of these different things, but most importantly, we also give out about $50,000 per year in emergency assistance for rent, utilities, and medicines. Not HIV medicines, but generally we provide them with medicines that are helping counteract the side effects of HIV meds. Yeah.
Or other conditions. So the organization has been around now since 1985. Has the mission changed, grown over the years?
We just recently switched our mission, and it's we still have the same components and to educate the public about HIV and AIDS, but it is our primary mission is to provide those support services as well as to educate the public. Of course, they all go hand in glove. And we're seeing that the fact is that folks are becoming complacent here in the United States. We have had 40,000 new cases of HIV reported in the U.S. every year for the past 10 years. We know how this is caused. We know how to prevent this and how to prevent the spread. And by not seeing a decrease in that number at all, we realize that people, it's not that they don't care, but they see it as being someone else's issue, especially with all of the media about the children in Africa or sub-Saharan countries and third world nations who by all means are in a bad situation. But because of that, the focus has gone to there, and people aren't remembering that it is truly happening right here in our own backyard.
Okay. There we've got to leave it. Terry, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Terry McCarthy is director of GCAP, the Greater Community AIDS Project, and Artists Against AIDS 2008 is set for this weekend in downtown Champaign. It's an exhibition and sale, and it benefits GCAP. It is open to the public beginning Friday evening in the Orpheum Children's Science Museum, located at 346 North Neal Street in downtown Champaign.